to come to get an outfit. We'll figure it out.
Oh my god.
You know he's going straight to Anya. He's like, please.
Oh, great. Can we get this before we do? Now, what I'm saying is the mission is the party, just so y'all are aware.
Great.
It wasn't obvious.
Tiny aside, I just wanted, because I think it's funny, a tiny little moment, like 30 seconds after Bellamy walks off, Tiffany is just going to stand there and go, department events. That's what I was looking for.
Perfect.
Just like stands there after having all this, like, not faculty, department. That's the one.
Oh my god.
Department.
So, god, just like saying quietly to yourself in an alleyway.
Not even that quietly. Like, she just says it out loud.
Right. Just walking back, people are around you and look at you.
Like, she's standing there alone in the alley for like 20 to 30 seconds, processing everything she would just said. And the thing she externalizes is department events.
Damn, if that isn't a mood.
Because although she's processing everything she was asked to do, there was also part of it going like, what was the thing I was trying to remember how to say?
Fuck.
What was it?
Okay, it sounds like y'all might want a conversation before loadout, basically.
Yeah,
do you
want to
have that conversation? And you don't need to have a conversation. We could go right into the mission.
I mean, there's
I think it's safe to say that Tiffany wants to talk to her friends.
Yeah.
Tiffany also wants to talk to a number of probably, like, presumably, although there isn't a formal hierarchy in our community, there is presumably, like, there are people that are leaders of a sort, right?
Yep. Reinhold's one of them.
Yeah, so I think she'll probably want to talk to them to be like, hey, so I've been asked to kind of represent our people, also kind of not. It's weird. And so she wants to have that conversation because she doesn't want to go and claim to be the leader of her community to a bunch of strangers without her community's backing to any degree.
What's the worst
thing? Let me just roll a D100 real quick.
Cool.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's low.
That's a very low
that's
number.
Low.
Please tell me what was good here.
I'm going to say about like 11% of people on this like group. I don't know how big it is, right? We could say it's 10, which would mean one person. We could say it's 20, it's two, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. It's probably a larger number because there is 30,000 people, but it stands that 11% of people are in favor of you doing this. There are maybe other people who are like wishy-washy, not necessarily against it, but there's like, you have like clear support from maybe fewer than you expected to like represent you. And maybe there's just like, I can tell you a resolution that I think is both funny and funny to me and also narratively moves us forward.
Sure.
I think they're like, we're going to send someone with you, and obviously I'm going to make it Reinhold.
Sure.
Yay.
Great.
Yeah. I will probably have a conversation with Reinhold about that before we proceed, but first let's have the conversation with the three of us. Cause...
Yeah. Well, go ahead. I'm not here.
Claire, mute yourself and deafen yourself. We'll tell you when to come back.
Yeah, okay.
Stop.
No.
I'm in charge now. Rally ruins the day. out of curiosity, do we want to worry about the telling everyone about the whole Athonia scenario stuff ahead of the mission, or do we want to play it off as if like
I think y'all gotta have this I think it's like the three of you were just separately invited to this event and you just gotta meet up and talk.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
because I really deeply want to hear how all of you broach this subject about the literal same party to each other in different ways.
Can this take place
the same
at
event, then?
Oh, I guess it is.
Where did you say?
Oh, I was just going to say, can we meet, like, can this scene take place, like, in our living space? Like, maybe at the end of the day or something?
Yeah, whose living space? You have, like...
Don't we share
like
a place?
The Lower Fine Zone's huge.
Oh, sorry.
It is truly large enough to, like, each of you can have your own space.
Right. Oh, I guess yeah, you basically have dorms. We lived yes. all together, right? But I guess
yeah, you don't have that stuff
yeah,
anymore.
We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, that's all gone. That's destroyed.
Yeah.
Little dorms sound nothing good. Like, we all have like some alcoves in a general living space.
It is nothing. A functionally very different way of living. Very individualist.
Wow.
Is Ida here with us?
That could be up to you, I guess. Like you're working together quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, if Tiffany can be spending time with Ida, she probably is. So yeah. That's up to Claire, aww. Really.
No, that's up to you. That like Ida is only going to join if Tiffany asks.
Yeah, I think Ida would be here unless Tiffany was asked to not have Ida around.
All good.
I think, all right, so where are you two right now?
I am probably in wherever I am spending my nights, which probably is close to or shared with Ida.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, we have alcoves near each other. If you pass mine, you'll see Argus like digging through his
bunk coves
stuff. Yeah, bunk coves.
I think he's like just getting back to hers. She has not seen Ida all day, hasn't spoken to her, hasn't told her any of what's going on, and is just kind of in a daze.
Okay.
It's been a day.
Anya is coming from Frin and Leloid and Gish, and I think heads right for the first person that they see, which it sounds like it's Argus. Seeing that you're sort of distracted, walks over, stands for a moment a little bit awkwardly, and then the deep exhale. Hey, Argus?
Anya, just the person I wanted to see. Something terrible has happened.
what's up?
Let's say the crumpled invitation is, like, on his bed, and he, like, grabs it and hands it to Anya, and says, I've been invited to a party.
I love this nerd.
Buddy, we get to talk about your anxiety. But okay, why is this bad? What's the problem?
I don't have anything to wear. I'm gonna look like some country bumpkin and they think I'm I don't know what they think I am, but they said I'm going to be a guest of honor or something, or they just want me to be there, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you can relax. You are a country bumpkin. So that's nothing to worry about. That's just the truth. Why stress about it? You're the guest of honor? That it sounds like no matter what, they want you to just be you. Like, you're honored for being you, I'm assuming. So, yeah, it sounds like the stakes are pretty low. You can't really not be you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So what's really going on? Why are you so stressed out?
I just want to make a good impression, and I don't know. I'm gonna need your. Will you come with me? I feel like there's something else going on.
Listen. I think we need to talk. Congratulations on the party. You know, you deserve it, big guy, but, there's some stuff we need to discuss, and I would love to help you get ready. And I'm going to be honest, seeing you excited is nice. I've missed seeing you excited, but I'm gonna be honest, I'm still hurt about you not telling me what's going on, and as much as I'd like to dig into that now, there's something that I need to tell you, and I'm not gonna sit on it. Do you know where Tiffany is?
Yeah, sure, maybe I heard her walking by earlier. She's probably in her alcove with you know who.
Uh-huh. We need to go talk somewhere a little bit more private. You said she's over in her alcove. Yeah? Let's okay, yeah, come on. Get it. We'll figure out your outfit. What are you, honey? Those
he
things
just throws
don't
all
work.
His stuff onto his bedroll, and like he's like, okay, let's go. That's fine. Let's go. Why? Let's go find Tiff. No. Let's go.
Okay. I just, you shouldn't wear shorts over another pair of pants. That's just kind of crazy. But okay. We'll help you with this later. Okay. And
I got open with, you can't not be yourself. Don't worry about it. Don't do that, honey. No.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
not
no,
like that.
Honey.
Be yourself. Be yourself correctly, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like wearing shorts over pants is not Argus being himself. Unless it is, in which case, like, that's more power to you, bud. but it seems like it's panic mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is Tiffany right now?
I think she's just getting back to her alcove where Ida is.
Okay.
Or her whatever space they have. Yeah, she's looking kind of stunned. She's just been told that, yes, she is all right to go and represent and to try and secure a stronger position for her people in Feinzon, but she has to do it with Reinhold. And she's been essentially told by Bellamy, hey, stage a coup. And so she's processing a lot right now.
Uh-huh. I think as you see Ida, you get swooped. as Anya grabs you by the arm and says, hey, we need to...
Yeah.
Hey, is this a good time? Do you...
I guess.
Okay, we all need to talk real quick. There's some stuff going on, and listen, I know things have been kind of weird, right? Are you okay? You look a little out of sorts, maybe?
It's been a weird day. Are you good?
Not really, but there's bigger stuff happening right now.
How tall is Anya?
Anya is tall. Anya big.
How tall?
I think we said like 6'3". Maybe I'm misremembering that.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so around the same height as Tiffany when
she stands.
Yeah,
you're both around the same height.
Mm-hmm. So Tiffany is just going to give Anya a hug.
Hey, Anya hugs Tiffany back. Okay.
Should I grab Ida or should I leave her alone?
The thing we need to talk about isn't really my secret to share, but I am not gonna... I'm bringing you both in on something that's about to happen. I don't really know the details.
I guess I can fill her in on the stuff that I can after.
Yeah, Lilloid wants to... Well, I mean... There's apparently some event that they need our help with, and things have gotten complicated. There was like this like light book, and Frin sat on like a light table. I don't even know where to start. Apparently, Argus
is all
having
together
like,
now,
fashion
or?
Troubles. Yeah.
Yeah, we can just say you're all there.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the tree.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll just quickly tell Ida that I'm going back to the ship, and I'll see her later. And presumably. She can go and do that, and then we'll all go to the tree, and that's fine, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Anya, Tiffany, and Argus, all three of whom are looking, I imagine, somewhat dazed.
Mm-hmm. It's completely normal and fine. Everything is great.
What room are y'all having this conversation in?
If there's, like, a common quarters, wherever Lilloid would be, like, Anya goes to find
sure,
Frin.
Yeah.
And then is like, hey, do you know where... Like, I need you to... I need you and Lloyd to explain everything you told me to them. If that helps.
So you've just been dragging these two around?
Yeah. Like, let's go find my friend. And then we'll find
great.
Their friend.
Everyone's just burning to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Anya's like, come with me. I have a thing I want to do.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you already talked to them about this. So yeah, Frin goes and gets Lilloid. And so it's the three of you, Frin and Lilloid.
Okay. So, Tiff, Argie, apparently there's a chance of their planet dying or something, and Lilloid, if you don't mind, just
we're here on a mission to make sure that we do not suffer a grievance like we did 1,000 years ago at the hands of this planet.
You suffered a grievance 1,000 years ago at the hands of this planet?
See, this is why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What grievance? What happened 1,000 years ago?
All of our cord, that is the ship that you're in, died.
Okay.
Something happened here that caused everything there to die, and they're concerned that it'll happen again and they might not make it this time. They came here to try and stop that from happening. I don't think it's entirely clear why it happened in the first place, but we can't let their planet die, especially if ours was responsible for it.
So you don't know what went wrong, and you're presumably here to figure out what could have done that, so it doesn't happen again?
We're here to make sure something like that doesn't happen, but we don't know what it was, so we're here to set up communications in a way where we will be one step ahead, and we will be prepared if anything does happen.
Be careful with the storms.
That is what we are trying to avoid.
Why come here at all? With such a risk?
Yeah, it's not like we could go to you.
We were not aware of that. We were under the impression you also had Cord.
We definitely don't.
Yes, that much is now... We have been enlightened to that.
What are you going to do next, then? Seems like... Isn't
complete
easy
our
thing,
mission
you just
and
go
return
back?
Home. That is the plan.
Right. So then, mission accomplished?
Yes. We just need one final piece of technology, and our plans will be done.
What piece of technology?
I think both of them look at each other, and Frin says, that's more Gish's wheelhouse.
Where is Gish?
Somewhere on the ship. Like, I don't know if you went and...
No, no, this
Gish
is,
as
this
well,
is but... Anya asking. Like, where is Gish?
Yeah, okay, all right. Probably in their lab.
Okay, you said we had to go out and collect something, right?
What? Yes, exactly.
Okay. You want to elaborate
on that? To find out what we need? Or what you need?
Oh, I know where it is and what it looks like. I just don't know what it is.
Okay, well, where is it?
Well, it's at the dance that I want to go to you with.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It's at the mission site.
Right. So...
What does it look like?
Frin, like, holds their hands apart about, like, a half, like, 3 inches apart. Like, a little, makes a little box-shaped object. Like this? It's very unhelpful. It's
maybe
easier
we should
if you
get
know
Gish.
What it, the image looks like.
Listen, we'll get you to the party, we'll go, and I just need you two to back me up. I know parties aren't exactly your scene, but it would mean a lot if you helped out.
When is it? I have a few things I need to prepare for myself. We should have a conversation about that soon. Two, actually.
Oh. Well, I don't... Friend, when is it?
A couple days from now?
That might conflict. Where and when specifically?
Well, it's just right after late afternoon, kind of like early evening, and it's at... The House of V, I think it was.
Presumably that matches the location and time I was given by Bellamy.
It matches the location. That's not the name.
That's not the name? Okay.
It's called the Home of V&V.
The Home of V&V. But like close enough that we can
yeah,
draw that
you can
line,
probably.
Yeah.
But like it's close enough that it's like, that's wrong. But also I understand what you're saying.
It's yeah. at the House of Waffle?
Yeah, it's at the Waffle House.
I like that Argus has been quiet this entire time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you were invited too.
I'm not special.
Nothing, it's okay. It's just Argus is...
Sorry, do you actually say that? Because I thought that was a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke. It's okay.
Okay.
He's not upset.
He's not mad at all.
No, it's fine. Everyone else is going, it's cool, it's whatever, it's not. You weren't going to be my plus one. You don't need to be, it's fine.
I can definitely be there.
Well, that's great.
Okay, what's... Tiffany... Okay, yeah. Yeah. Argus, you in?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Then we're all agreed.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm gonna... like I said, they're on board. Can I talk to them really quick?
Sure, just so you can both do the super power-up thing that Anya can do, right?
What, these are, listen, please don't make assumptions about people.
Sorry, it was.
I told you I could do it. Yeah, well, you know, I don't want you drawing
conclusions
about. And
I thought these two you wanted to bring for a reason, and you were traveling with them.
It's because I trust them. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That just, yeah.
No, no, I can't do anything like that.
Yeah.
Do you want anything to make sure you're safe?
I mean, if you have things to make sure I'm safe, yes, that would be always nice. It's.
I'll go look into something.
Thank you. Wow.
And they're gonna leave. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, friend, I'll talk to you later. Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna. That sounds great.
Have a little conversation.
I'll get my outfit ready. Which for the mission. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's a weird one, but kind of cute.
He's nursing a pretty bad crush, huh?
What? Listen, let's go,
How do you must have picked up on that, right? Surely.
Okay, Tiffany, what's going on? What's this thing that you have going on? Like,
I've been asked to stage a coup.
Okay. That is. Okay, no beating around the bush with you. That's great. I mean, not the coup. The coup sounds. I don't. Thank you for telling. Us?
Yeah, I'm a little out of sorts because I don't really know. I don't think it's a good idea, but also the people that I would be overthrowing are definitely bad. And so I'm going to be apparently representing our community and going to, it seems, the same party that you're at to give a speech about how my vision, which is weird because I'm not in charge of anything, but that's how these precincts understand communities. It's all very rigid and structured and hierarchical, and so I'm gonna have to like adopt that to get through to a degree and talk about how I see a great future for everyone here, both of our community and also the native inhabitants of Finzon, and forging a path forward, because there's currently going to be a backroom election behind closed doors among the Fur Elite that I then have to expose to the people to stoke the resentment against the wealthy elites so that there can be an uprising.
Tiff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got the approval of folks to speak on their behalf. Yeah, that's good. I mean, it shows that people are beginning to like recognize your merit, you know.
A lot fewer were on board than I was hoping, and Reinhold has to come with us.
Okay, Reinhold. Okay. I mean, fuck, better with us than I guess doing his own fucking thing.
Reinhold and I are going to represent our community. But I'll be the one doing most of the speaking, I think, because apparently I'm a name that people know, which is why they picked me, why Bellamy wanted me.
Yeah, I mean, that makes... Who?
Bellamy, from the Greys.
Bellamy.
Yeah, but
the bitch who blew us up,
planted the bomb. Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah.
And now they want you to stage a coup.
Yep. They called me, and I quote, "the lesser of two evils."
Says the terrorist. Listen, I did, and they said coup. So they're going to kill more people.
No, I said coup. But they just didn't refute it.
Tiffany, what the fuck?
I know. I've been going over a lot for the last few hours. It's been a weird day.
Where are they?
I don't know. They disappeared. And then only after they were gone did I remember that I was trying to talk about department meetings, not faculty meetings, and that was so embarrassing.
Right. Do you have a way of like getting in touch with them? No. I would like to have a conversation with them, honestly. I feel like maybe we could talk to them about this whole little thing, you know? Are they going to be
I'll
there?
I'll see them at the party, yeah. Well, you see, they're Aaron Lestrand's child, the head of House Lestrand of the Fur Elite. So presumably they'll be there in that capacity, and they're House only a member Lestrand. Of the Greys, like, assume they moonlight.
All right, well, you know what? It's not a party unless someone gets their ass kicked, I guess.
Please don't beat up Bellamy.
No, they want to stage a coup? Fine. But I have to talk to them about their methods. And if they want to deal with the lesser of two evils, then maybe what they need is a good ass whooping.
Okay, if you're going to whoop Bellamy's ass, do it very privately. And ideally after the party, because that would be a very distracting thing that would not make us look good.
Argus, what do you think about all this? Like,
he's just staring at Tiff, and he takes him a sec to open his mouth, and he goes, Tiff, what makes you think this could benefit our people at all?
Right now, we are kind of scraping by, and we don't have a lot of standing here, and we don't have enough resources to get back out and wander again. So if someone from our community has a place of some standing in Finzon that can allow us to find our footing a lot better, and we can get what we need to actually form a cohesive whole again, because right now we're really fragmented, and that's not good for any of us. We need to come together. We need to work together. And some people want to go right now. Some people want to stick around and gather things. Some people want to stay for a few seasons, and no one is in agreement on what we should do. And so, if we have a place here, it takes off the pressure a little bit. And that helps our people. And also the people of Finzon are not doing great either. And so they really could use people that are actually acting in their best interests instead of apparently a group of wealthy aristocrats who mete out power as they see fit in order to strengthen their standing, but don't really regard the people as particularly worthwhile.
Tiffany, we...
Put colloquially, shit's fucked, I guess.
And you're expected to solve all this for them? That's ridiculous.
I'm not expected to. It's more someone has to do something, and I'm in a position where I can, I guess, do more than most, so I probably should.
I guess, but coups are violent things. Do you really want to make space for our people through such an act?
Ideally not.
There is right. No exchange of power without some risk of violence, but the fact that you're being asked to do this by someone who's willing to bomb indiscriminately, who targeted, but was willing to cause so much destruction.
We don't have to do everything Bellamy says.
Yeah, and we're not going to.
No, but someone has to do something. Bellamy's not wrong about that. Archibald was not a good leader, and the Firlite are just full of people like him.
You're not wrong. And he's dead now, so.
And they'll pick another.
Yeah. And what then?
And nothing changes.
And you want things to change? But...
Don't you?
I want to leave this place.
They were willing to kill Archibald. What's going to stop them from trying to kill you?
Reinhold killed Archibald.
The bomb was meant to kill Archibald too. Delamy's bomb was meant to kill Archibald and nearly killed us. Nearly killed Frin and Lloyd.
So do we really want these two factions just duking it out?
No, but I don't think a figurehead, no matter how well-intentioned, is going to solve the issue. I do agree we should do something. I just worry that you trying to take on something this big is going to hurt you.
Probably. I mean, I don't see any way out of this that doesn't have some risk, but there's risk if we don't do something as well, you know? Something has to happen, someone has to act, and right now it looks like it's me? I don't understand, but...
Tiffany. It doesn't have to be you.
Then who?
Us.
Are you going to be the voice for this?
No, but you don't have to do it alone, and...
Well, I wasn't going to do it alone. That's why I'm talking to the two of you, and I'm going to talk to Ida about it. And I've also run it by people from our community, which is why Reinhold has to come with us. Okay. I'm not doing it alone. I couldn't do it alone. I don't have anything close to the knowledge or skills to do this alone. What good am I alone?
I just mean being the leader rather than... I don't know.
That's how they understand things here.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't want to be the leader. I'm not a leader.
You're putting yourself in a very dangerous position. And I'm just worried they don't have your best interest at heart. There's a reason Bellamy doesn't want to go up there themselves.
I don't know what Bellamy would do if they thought they could, but I don't think they think they can.
Which is all the more reason to be skeptical. But...
Oh, yeah. Don't trust anyone, obviously. I mean, except for each other here.
I think Anya looks at Argus when Tiffany says that, and...
He's worried something's going to happen, but he's going to be there to protect Tiffany, you know? Like, I'll be there. He just looks very sad, and, but I think he's done challenging Tiffany at this point.
Thank you. I need your support. I've been thinking a lot recently, about things. They don't make sense, you know? Everything here, like, people have this notion of who is in charge and what power is, and it doesn't work. And so many people are just left by the wayside and hurt and abandoned. And that doesn't seem right. So let's try to make things a little better. We can do that, right?
Anya puts a hand on Tiffany's shoulder and smiles softly. Yeah. Yeah, we can.
Argus nods, but remains silent.
And if we can, then shouldn't we at least try? The two of you are so amazing and capable and strong, and Ida also can do the same thing that you guys can do. And together you can do so much. And apparently this is what I can do.
You can do so much. You could probably do anything. I just don't think this is the only way you can help us in our community.
It's not just the community that's like this, though. Everything's falling apart. So we can do a little bit more. I don't know what we can do, but we should try.
Okay.
Thank you. If the two of you weren't going to help, I wouldn't be able to do any of this. Anya said something about you having wardrobe problems.
Sorry. I need a second. yeah. Right. Yes. If we're going to go to this party, we have to, I think we should put on a confident front. Or
I agree.
Even just be confident, but you know, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple days. I think we should, you know, I don't know how much these things cost, but I think we could obtain a few outfits, perhaps.
We've got people in the community that can help out, Argus. Lord knows it might be good to leverage some outside opinions. But we'll figure it out, all right, bud?
Yes.
So we are going to look at, it's not called Loadout, that's a different game, the engagement roll. All right, so we're going to do an engagement roll, and what I've basically thought through is your position is how late you are to the party. So obviously you want more time to prepare. That would be a controlled situation. Fashionably late is risky, and just like late, like bad late, is a desperate. And we could do a little montage dependent on how this roll goes, but let's go through it. There's always hope. Protagonists start with 1D for every mission. So you have 1D just to start off with. Is it heroic or noble? I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
Does the mission's goal or methods reflect the worst parts of the protagonist? Kind of, actually. I wasn't planning that, but like, given the whole conversation of like, there's another way to do this, which, you know, I agree. And also, but are you just going to let them do that? Someone has to, which I also agree with, but it's like, you know, mm-hmm. It's the worst of people coming into conflict. So that's -1. So we're at 0. Is the mission following through on details for protagonist investigation? Yes, absolutely. +1. Mm-hmm. So we're back up to 1. Are the protagonists acting rationally? Doesn't matter. Y'all have a move to ignore that.
Hell yeah.
does this mission determine the fate of a friend? Not in that, not in like the way I think the question means.
Okay.
I'm with you on you that know? One. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yes, but no.
Yes, but no. Like, yeah, sure. Everything dictates the fate of someone, but that's not what it means. Are troubles from the protagonist's mundane lives getting in the way of this mission? I actually don't think so.
Not really, no.
Yeah, no, not from your mundane lives. All right, does the mission's tier exceed? No, and you're going to gain one because you're actually above. So you're at 2. And then are there any other elements that you would want to consider due to the circumstances or event in your world? This is basically at my discretion. Let me just think. I've already kind of accounted for one thing I'm thinking. Yes. Okay. So it's going to be 2d6. One thing I just want to say, which you should, Tiffany, you should note down, is at some point, Leloid finds you and gives you basically a bracelet. It just looks like a bracelet. And says this will help protect you. You have a single-use shield that you can write down that is good to resist any one harm once. And that's physical harm.
Well, I basically just got a disposable armor.
Yeah, you basically got your armor. Yeah, exactly.
I got non-transcended armor, but also yeah, it is and one it can and only done be used instead once. Of. Yeah, yeah, so I don't have to transcended to yeah. use it, but it nope. is consumed on use. That works.
Nice. Exactly. Nice. Yes. Yep. So just make a note of that. Otherwise, yeah, we're gonna figure out what happens based on the roll. Who wants to roll it?
I can't. I'm having the issue that Luke had last week of roll 20 not loading for me.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So not Rally. I mean, I can roll it, but if I roll badly,
I'll do it.
Okay. Roll 2d6.
Let's go. Just
slash R 2d6?
Slash R space 2d6. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
yo, baby. That's a crit. That's a crit.
Yo. Holy shit.
Crit, baby.
On a critical success is an exceptional result. You've already overcome some initial obstacle and you're in a controlled position for whatever comes next. You rolled 2-6. You got a crit.
We
got
to have the
Holy
best outfits.
Crap.
Do you understand?
Yes. We've
yes,
got
I deeply.
This.
I deeply, deeply need your outfits because I think the crit is y'all walk in and all eyes turn to you in like they are impressed. You have people's attention in a way that like, oh, sure, you're just guests, right? You're outsiders. No, you're outsiders. Sparkle emoji.
Hell yes.
So give me those outfits, please.
Oh, my God. Like a nice, not like a patterned shirt, but not like patterned with color. Like, you know, when the actual cloth has like a textured pattern to it. I'm imagining something like mm-hmm. that. And then like a, the fuck is this called? Like a jerkin or something over it. Like a tightly fitting vest. And then the mm-hmm. half cape over one shoulder, kind of like where it's like
beautiful.
But the cape is going to be like a, oh, it's going to be like a nice fabric, but it might just be kind of like a rich brown or tan kind of color, kind of like
very
a flax
tones.
Or something. Yeah. But then the pattern of the shirt is going to be like, yeah, I like this one. It has like textured, like very small triangles in the pattern. And let's make that like a really dark navy blue or something. And then a nice belt across the waist.
Like a big belt.
Like a big belt. Yeah. Cowboy boots also. No.
Cowboy boots?
I'm kidding. Like, I'm not sure what shoes are like in this world.
You're going to have boots, though.
Yeah, some boots would be good. Some nice boots.
Yeah, breathable boots. They're, like, made for warm weather.
Because I guess it's pretty warm here. It's not so cold, that's for sure.
No, it is warm climate. So you have, like, almost a rogue-like thing going on. But, like, a fancy rogue.
Yeah. I think the cape kind of helps bring it together the way it's, like... It almost goes diagonally across the chest and then sits on one arm and then goes down to
it's
maybe
like
a little
what
half
if
the waist.
Your side was the back in terms of cape?
What if your side was the back? Kind of.
I remember being a teenager and playing Assassin's Creed 2 and going, I want shoulder capes to come back.
Yes,
one shoulder capes look so damn good.
I'm just a little
I have not let go of that in like 15 years.
I know, I think it's like
it's
deep in my brain.
It's a dressed shoulder cape.
A breast shoulder cape? Is that what you said?
Dress. Like a nicely made fancy shoulder cape.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like, yeah, there's some nice little design on it.
I know you have a buzz cut. Anything on your head?
Ooh, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
What about, like, laurels? You know what I mean? Ooh. Is that what they're called?
Like a little crown
gold
of...
gold leaf.
Oh, yeah. Sure, that's fun, actually.
Yeah, not quite a crown, but more like a really soft gold headband.
Yeah, a wreath.
You know?
Is that not what it's called? A wreath around the head?
Is it called a wreath? Yeah. Mm. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. If I think of something else, I'll bring it up. But yeah,
Audie doesn't roll up in a vest.
No, he's not coming. He'd love to though.
Yeah, I know. I just need to put that out there. All right, who's next?
He'd
Tiff
be so cute.
Or Anya?
So I think what Tiffany was originally going to wear was probably like a nice but fairly simple dress. That, you know, is good enough for semi-formal or, like, formal-ish events. But I'm assuming the people around her did not let her proceed with that.
Oh, no. No, no.
So I think she's looking kind of awkward in, like, a really beautiful gown. I don't know where they found it, how they got it, but clearly they managed. I was not going to put her in something so nice, and then I got a crit. I'm like, well, I think I probably have to put her in something really nice now.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining, like, a green... What's the time of year currently? What's the weather like?
I mean, it's warm. It's like warm. A warm day. It's like 30 degrees, I would say.
Gotcha.
But that's not abnormal.
Yeah, so I'm imagining probably, like, sleeveless... maybe high-necked. Imagining a more modern-looking gown. A part of what I'm kind of seeing aesthetically is that a lot of, like, the nomadic group's aesthetic feels much more kind of fantasy-coded, which is very fun. And this is a much more city look, which I'm modeling more on kind of our modern aesthetic. Because she's going to appeal to city people about city stuff. And so she needs to look city. So she is, like... dressing the part to appeal to city people, so she's wearing more what we would think of as a modern evening gown.
Do you know the green gown from Atonement? That's the green I'm thinking of. I don't know dresses that much, though.
I do not, but...
it has its own Wikipedia Atonement. Page. That's so funny. It's not high-necked, though. It's more...
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I was looking at. That is like, the quintessential...
I mean,
like,
yeah, it's
you
not
think
high
of
neck,
like
but...
the littlest dress. I guess not littlest, but it's not a lot.
It's very
that,
flowy.
Honestly, for 30 degrees, formal, looking good. Honestly, yeah, she'll rock up in something very much like that.
Do you like do you like silk, or do you want more of like a less shiny fabric? Like, what do you?
No, she needs to be shiny. She needs all eyes on her, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is about getting attention.
Jewelry? Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think this is the perfect, for the listeners at home, the green dress of Keira Knightley, Wikipedia page.
You can also Google green gown atonement and you get it. Like, that's all you need.
You do, but there is a Wikipedia page for it. So
it's that.
Great.
It's that.
Awesome.
You know.
Green dress of Keira. Okay, yeah, no, I'm seeing what you're saying. God
green
damn.
Dress of Keira Knightley. Like,
amazing. Is that good, huh?
It's that good. Well, maybe you haven't seen the movie. I don't really... I'm sorry to have brought this movie up because it's pretty rough, but the dress. The dress
we
transcends.
We can keep going then. Let's yeah. Can I... Do you think you have a locket?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you have a different necklace?
I think she's very light on jewelry. I think she's got the bracelet on you know, one wrist. And she's wearing some nice shoes. But other than that, very, very light in terms of, like, it's the dress, maybe a simple little something in her hair. Somebody else would have probably had to do her hair for her. She has no idea how to make her hair look nice.
Yeah, is your hair up or down?
Her hair is probably... It's probably up. Yeah. Her normally loose, fairly... Well, not loose, but, like, tied back, but long hair is up in some semi-elaborate formal do.
All right. And Anya?
Anya shows up in a deep orange, almost like dusky undertones, halter skirt that has a underbust corset component on it. So it's sort of the underbust down into a longer skirt, with a black tulle petticoat underneath, and the straps of the corset come up around the front and tie into a ribbon in the back, with gold ivy inlays running down, ending in little bells that hang off the ends of the skirt. And she is wearing a champagne bustier under it, with her hair done up in ribbons with bells.
Wow. No Hell notes. Yeah. Ugh, the bells.
No,
no notes.
Excellent. All right. It's just Ida and Reinhold you brought, right?
And Finn?
Probably. I was told to bring people that would talk me up, but I don't think Quill is up to the task.
Quill could come.
Yeah, but I don't know that Quill, like, that a party is the
probably
place for
not.
Quill. I think that would backfire.
As far as named characters, not to be like, NPCs don't matter, but, like, just thinking about outfits, like, I think Ida rocks up in also, like, I don't know if you were expecting Ida to come out in this, but it is like a short dress. It is like a dress that is inspired by like what I've seen in the TV show Harley Quinn. I'm just going to post an image. It's like literally half black and half red with like these like diamonds. And it has like this weird V in the middle going up. So it's very like angular. And has like a necklace, and her hair is kind of up. It's tight in a way that I think is echoing what y'all saw as the Transcendent outfit, but like even less clothing, I guess, because the Transcendent was like a full body suit.
Tiffany definitely blushed pretty hard when she first saw Ida in this dress.
Oh yeah, sure. And Ida at this point's very good at telling what she does to you and plays into it and is like on your arm. Here you are together, walking in powerfully.
Two of the hottest folks walking in arm. That works. Why not?
Great. You love it. Everyone's hot.
Everyone's hot and they're looking good and gay, and I am a simple lesbian.
And as far as Reinhold, I think Reinhold has, so this is called a Bengala suit. It's what I'm more imagining closer to like what a suit would be here. It has more buttons and a little bit of a, like a collar and long sleeve.
It's a double breasted.
And usually patterns. Yeah. Double.
If you're thinking two rows of,
I feel like I think
buttons.
Of double breasted as like a different thing.
You had mentioned more buttons. I didn't know if that was.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Like it's full, like it has like buttons, like so instead of like a suit that only has like a couple buttons that opens up, it kind of goes all the way up to the neck. Very, very slim fit. Of course on Reinhold's like a big guy. So like it's still fit and it still does look good, like it's still fitted. It's not like too small, but it is this like black Bengala suit with like really, really, really polished shoes. So shiny. As far as who you see there, there's a number of people. Here's just the list of people you see. There's V&V, of course. There's Bellamy, you immediately recognize. Then there are three people around Bellamy you don't recognize. And of course, Leloyd, Gish, and Frin. I don't know if they came with you, but they're there. I think they're kind of just dressed in their usual outfits. I think it's like fancy in a different way. I think Leloyd's like always wearing like the nice outfit though. So that's just like what they think of like as the nicest outfit is like the captain's uniform and whatnot. And I guess just a question for Anya, would you have brought Mads?
Yeah, always good to have backup.
Great. Mads is also there. I think Mads is wearing something complimentary to you.
One thing just to establish, since things were still kind of weird between them, I think Anya awkwardly was like, hey, go into this thing. I trust you, and it would mean a lot if you had my back. And sort of just left it at that, and probably met up with Mads right before going in. But
yeah. Sort of. I think it was like probably an awkward, like, yeah. Oh, cool, I'll see you there, sort of thing. Yeah. So Mads rocks up in like, I think did some sleuthing in a weird way, or just maybe knows you. Just like knows, like, oh, this is probably what Anya would wear, and is gonna wear something similar. And I think it's Bellamy that takes your interruption, quote unquote, to like break away from whatever conversation was happening, and loud enough where like the room's fallen silent at your entrance, just goes, now that's how you make an entrance.